Hello, hello, and welcome to an episode of the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So let's keep good things on our mind so we can have good days. If we focus on what's good instead of what's bad, it's going to just benefit the way you think and approach your day. I'm not saying that you're going to have perfect days. I'm not saying bad things don't happen. I'm not saying it's not okay to feel a certain type of way because you had a bad day and you're going through it, right? But what I am saying is that you can minimize and make light of situations that could control you. And instead of letting your focus be on that negative thing for too long, you can learn to move past it and not get distracted. So today, that's actually what I want to talk about, distractions. Distractions stop us from being able to understand what we're doing, right? They stop us from being able to focus on how we need to navigate in our lives. So I want to take a moment and talk about some distractions that could come up and just to get us thinking about those today, so that when we see that distraction, we can say no thank you and move along. So here's the first distraction that I want to share with you. It's basically all of the things that just make us busy in our life, like internet, television, you know, cell phones, that thing you carry around with you everywhere you go, your job, your relationships, all of that can be a distraction if you let it be, because it's taking over your life instead of allowing you to focus on the good things that God has for you that day. So if God has an opportunity on the table for you to approach someone and help them navigate life a little better, and then you don't recognize that because you're so just focused on all the negative things happening to you, that's a distraction, right? Now, if negative things are happening to you, I mean, it's gonna be a little bit of focus, right? But that doesn't mean that we put all of our focus on that negative thing. We need to focus on the positives in our lives, because I guarantee you there are positives still going on in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have the internet. It doesn't mean you can't watch television. It doesn't mean you can't use social media. It doesn't mean you can't use your cell phone. It just means that when you're doing those things, make sure they're not consuming what your focus is. If your focus is solely on what God has for me today, what God wants for me to accomplish today, what God would like for me to do today, then, and the television you watch lines up with that, the internet you use lines up with that, the cell phone usage lines up with that, that's awesome. Like, because your cell phone can be a tool to get you the Word of God. I listen to podcasts, I listen to the Bible just read out to me on my drives, I listen to the scripture of the day, I try to think about how it applies, I, you know, get other people's perspectives on different scriptures and apply them. So one scripture I want to talk about that really just resonated with me, because it's like, oh my gosh, right? They're saying it in a way that makes sense to me, that would apply to like our thought process on the On My Mind podcast, right? So what you keep on your mind and what you keep, I would say that the people, regular just people out there that maybe aren't pursuing a life with God, are just focused on the wrong things, and they need to focus on what God would have for them. Because ultimately, if you believe God's word, which you should, God's word says that you are, you should be transformed. So let's read this. Romans 12:2, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So that whole idea of repentance and metanoia, right? Change the way you think so that you're thinking the way that God has for you, right? Right thinking is what you want to do. Think about the things in the right way. Now, right doesn't mean perfect, right? It is pleasing and perfect to God for you to interpret it. But that doesn't mean your interpretation of a scripture today is going to be exactly the same as your interpretation of a scripture in 5 years. Because that's the beautiful thing about the Bible, is it will just continue to reveal things to your spirit and to your life that God just brings to you at the time that you actually need it. That's the most amazing thing about it. But changing the way you think is the most important part of this. It's like, don't think God's against you. Don't think God's trying to hunt you down and like find your faults. He knows all your faults. He already paid for those. So accept that and move into right believing and knowing that you are in right standing with him. Move into a love for him and not the things of this earth, right? So there's a lot of things that in our freedom in Christ we can do. We can you can do so many things, right? But what you need to focus on is what you can do that's going to not only benefit you, but benefit others and benefit God, right? I mean, God's going to win no matter what. That story's already been written. But you want to be on the right team, right? You want to help that along. Imagine you have the hand in giving someone the opportunity to have that relationship with God. How amazing is that? To me, that's one of my most motivating factors. So I do want to read this next scripture here. 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have love for the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. So do what pleases God. That is knowing and loving Jesus. That is knowing and walking in the Holy Spirit every day, enjoying his presence, enjoying his love, enjoying his creation, enjoying other people that we get to commune with and have community with. Love people. Show them that you care about them. Show them that they matter and that they're important. That's one of my favorite things I would say is like, we have an opportunity to show God's love. We have an opportunity to share in that passion for other people. We want to be like Christ, right? And it's 100% that you're going to fail at times. Don't let that negative thing stop you from continuing to love others. So like unbelievers, we often end up adapting the ways of the world and literally like chasing after fame, fortune. You know, one of my favorite lyrics is from an old album of The Devil Wears Prada. It's like, emeralds hold no hope. And basically what that means is like, you can put your trust in the riches and wealth and all of that. And it's good for a time, but it's fleeting. Now, I'm not saying God doesn't want you to have that. It's good whether you have it or not, right? But life is a gift whether you have those riches or not. So use what's actually meaningful to drive your life. Drive your life with what is actually meaningful. I'm going to say that again. Drive your life with what is actually meaningful. Please don't get distracted. Focus on the good things God has for you this week. Man, I just like, I could apply this to my own life right now. Like it's easy. Anyone can. So I need to focus on what God wants for me, not the things that are fleeting, not the things that are temporary distractions. I can get overwhelmed, or just focused on the wrong things, or I can pay attention to what's on my mind and make sure that it's the positive thing. It's the right thing. Again, that doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. Doesn't mean we don't need to figure out how we can get over those things. I've done episodes several times on how you can get over a certain thought or a certain ideal. But what I am saying is we want to move forward in knowing the good things of God and applying those to every situation of our life. Prayer, reading the Word, doing a devotional, and getting a church body involved in your life, a community that you can share your beliefs with, is some of the best things you'll do. So I'm going to challenge you. If you're not a part of a church body, if you're not a part of a group of people where you can actually talk out beliefs and where you have a conversation about the things of God, find that. It's so rewarding. We started a group at my church. We started a model in the class where we actually get to share out loud our thoughts about what we're studying. And I find that to be some of the most valuable time. I can't get that alone because I need that community to talk about the things I believe, like the things of God that I believe. And right now, my job is taking me out of that class. And if you could pray with me that I get a schedule that doesn't take me out of church, I would love that. That's my request to you, to pray with me that somehow they would figure out a way to change the schedule altogether to get me to church again. That doesn't stop me from seeking God every day. That still doesn't stop me from doing the things I know how to do, those elementary things, each day to still have that relationship with God. But I miss the community. And I want you to know how valuable that is. So if you have it, cherish it. If you don't have it, seek it. And I hope you find it. I hope this podcast has been beneficial to you today. My goal is to always lift you up, give you a happy ideal on how to progress in life. Walk with God, walk with Jesus, because he loves you and he is for you. He's not against you. If you're tossing and turning and worrying about, oh man, I messed up today. It's like, is God going to forgive me? He already did. It's over. He knew what you were going to do before you ever did it. So he will forgive you for everything. So walk in that faith that now I have the freedom to go about life, not focused on failure, but focused on freedom and love with Jesus and walking with him every day. So thank you so much again for watching this episode. Guys, share the podcast, like it, give it all the stars, comment on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to let us know that you're there. It really helps the podcast if you let me know it helped you. If you comment, if you go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and like the videos every time they drop, it keeps me motivated. It keeps other, you know, algorithms and things getting into it. And that's what I want. I want everyone to know that someone has benefited from this. And it's so valuable to me, especially when I find out that someone listened to this and was moved and touched by it to have a better life. And that's all I want for you, is to have a good life with God. And that's all I wish for you. So until next time, have a wonderful and blessed day.